Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor, a dialogue between my good friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang and my good friend James Holmes of the Naval War College about the harassment by the Chinese Coast Guard, the PLA Navy, of the Philippines off 2nd Thomas Shoals of Spratly Island, South China Sea. The harassment now includes a deliberate collision, a ramming, of a Philippines fishing boat, in addition to, again, using water cannon to intimidate the Philippine fishermen. China is making claims of the Philippine sovereign territory and backing it up with its enormous fleet of so-called Coast Guard ships, which Jim assures me are regarded by the U.S. Navy as warships. So here's the dialogue about how China uses harassment and that there is not an adequate, so far, response in the escalatory logic of intimidation in East Asia. This is Gordon Chang and James Holmes.
Jim, I've lost count, but I think our State Department and the Biden administration has issued 5 warnings that the United States is prepared to discharge its obligations to the Philippines under the 1951 Mutual Defense Treaty. In other words, that we're prepared to use force against China. President Biden, on October 25th, while he was welcoming the Australian Prime Minister to the White House, actually said the same things. What is extremely disturbing is that China is ignoring these warnings, which can lead to the conclusion that deterrence has broken down. Your comments?
Yeah, I think you're right to be disturbed about that. It's basically, and I hope these debates are going on in a serious way. I trust they are in Washington and Manila and other capitals. But the standard language in a mutual defense pact refers to mutual defense if an armed attack occurs. China has stepped all the way up to that line, and I think you can argue. In fact, I would argue that they have put their toes on the line as far as what constitutes an armed attack. However, politically speaking, it's simply hard to get friends and allies overseas on board with using force if there's not incontrovertible evidence or photos or whatnot of ships sinking or burning or whatnot. And I think China has been very the way it's handled it. It's frankly rather clever. But at some point, you have to think that the allies are going to get together and say this far and no more. And as water cannons, as you pointed out, we spoke recently last year, a Chinese fighter plane dropped chaff, basically dropped material into an Australian aircraft's engines, which could have brought that airplane down. That looks pretty armed to me.
Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.